There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. This is your Tuesday, August 22nd edition. Got a loaded 14-game slate to break down for you tonight. Hope everybody had a successful Monday evening on that interesting slate. Worked out okay. Not too crazy, but worked out okay. But we have some decisions to make tonight. Do you pay for pitching? Do you not? Do you just stay in the middle? Lots of good options to tinker with. Lots of good bats to attack. There's great hitting environments. We got, first off, Dodgers Pirates have 40% plus chances of rain off and on, so that'll be interesting to track. Oakland Baltimore, it's going to be very hot, and the wind's blowing out hard to center field. That looks good. Arizona and the Mets, warm and wind blowing out hard to center field. Chicago Cincinnati, 25 to 40% chances of rain. Hopefully that dwindles. We have great pitchers to attack in Great American Small Park, and the wind's blowing out the left center very hard. So we want that one in play. Yankees-Detroit, wind blowing out to the left pretty well. Boston-Cleveland, there's some early rain. Looks like it dwindles through the evening, maybe a late start, or no problem at all, hopefully. Seattle-Atlanta, nice and warm enough. Ballpark, more pitchers to attack. And we have Minnesota at the White Sox, wind blowing out hard to right center in that matchup in Chicago in that nice bandbox of U.S. Cellular, or whatever they call it now. So great, great hitting environments. And we got some good pitching. Let's look at your totals on the slate. We have Dodgers at the Pirates, total of 9. A's, Orioles, 10.5. D-backs, Mets, we're waiting on it because Tommy Malone making the start for the New York Metropolitans. Things are going good in Queens. Red Sox, Indians, 9. Cubs, Reds, 10. Yankees, Tigers, 10. There's lots of 10s tonight, folks. Blue Jays, Rays, 8.5. Mariners, Braves, 10.5. Twins, White Sox, 10.5. Nationals, Astros, 9. Rockies, Royals, 9. Padres, Cardinals, 8.5. Rangers, Angels, 9.5. And then Brew Crew and the Giants, 7.5. Lots and lots of high totals. Lots to target. Let's get at it for your pitching on tonight's slate. You have three guys over 10K. Three guys over 11K. Chris Archer, 12,400, takes the lead. It's a steep price. Very steep price. But Archer is a great pitcher, especially at home. Good splits, 23.2 points at home, 19.2 on the road. In his career, much, much better at home. At home, he's got 113 strikeouts and 84 innings pitched. Faced Toronto earlier, he's faced them four times this season. 28 total innings, 9 total runs, 34 Ks in those 28 innings. He's averaging 24.7 DraftKings points per start against Toronto. Last start out was at Toronto, 7 innings, 5 hits, 3 earned, 10 strikeouts. For 26.8 points, 7 or more Ks in 3 straight starts. It's been a double-digit machine a lot in his last 10. Overall, 5 or more Ks pretty much on routine, almost 7 or 8 or more, like 8 of the last 10. He's been lights out going up against the Jays team. We mentioned that he's done pretty decent against this year. It is a steep price tag, $12,400. You want 25+, preferably closer to 30. So you're asking a lot there with the extra pitching on the slate. You might not need to pay up for him. At the same time, I think a lot of people are going to be attacking bats more and will leave this upper tier nice and low owned. So it depends on what angles you want to go to in your tournaments. So keep Archer in mind. Very much worth it in my mind, but he has to pitch great to be worth it. Do you want to take the risk? Jimmy Nelson is my other guy I'm looking at. He's $11,000 at the San Francisco Giants. Slipping Jimmy. He's averaging 20.6 points per game at home or on the road compared to 16.9 at home. He's faced the Giants, or that was last season. He's averaging 19.8 at home, on the road 17.7. He has one start, six innings, seven hits, 306 Ks against the Giants for 18.1 DraftKings points. Slipping Jimmy is an interesting guy here because 11,000 is a steep price tag for Jimmy. He hasn't been over 9,900. This whole, he had 11-7 at Pittsburgh and he got shelled. Everything else has been 9,900 and below. He's been pitching outstanding at 17 points his last time. Got beat up against Cincy, but then 28-6 at Tampa Bay, 23-3 St. Louis, 28-8 at Houston. Beat up at Pitt when he was high priced, 26 against Philly, 59 at New York, 32.2 Baltimore, 35.4 at Cincy. He's got the 30-point potential. That's what we are looking for. Downside is, again, the Giants don't strike out a ton, less than 20%. Nelson does have a 26.8% K rate, and in the last 30 days, he's sixth best on the barrel FIP, getting barreled 1.95% of the time, and in that time period, a 27.3% strikeout rate. You're pitching in the best pitcher's ballpark in all of baseball in AT&T Park. You have the Giants with a 3.73 total, third lowest on the slate. Lefties 325, righties 330. Very young Giants team that swings a lot. Davies had, I think, 4 or 5 Ks in his 7 strong innings. Just depends on how big Nels can get. It's a steep price. It's the same Archer theory. Can he meet his price tag? He can. He definitely can. Will he is the million-dollar question, and that's the question you need to go with. I think Archer and Nelson are both in play. Do you need to pay for them? No. But I think their ownership will be low enough that you shouldn't completely avoid them. If you're only making a lineup or two, sure, go away. But if you don't need to use them. But if you are making a handful of lineups, don't forget these two guys up top. So I got Nelson 1, Archer 2, based on matchup, ballpark, price, basically. Now we dip below 10K, and you got Patrick Corbin at $9,400 against the New York Mets. We took Corbin last start out at the Houston Astros, 34.5 points. He has been really, really good lately. I've been trying to tell people. 31.4 at home against Chicago, 22.1 at the Giants. He scuffled at Chicago against the Cubs, but then 16-3, 25-7, 15-1, 22-1, 15-1, 17-3. Consistent as consistent can be. And he's getting you strikeouts, 6 or more Ks in like all but like 2 of those starts in his last 10. Very, very good stuff. Going up against a Mets team that's a lot more right-handed heavy than they used to be. Their team 24% K rates. That's going to be skewed because literally no Granderson, no Bruce, no Neil Walker. There's a lot of missing parts in this lineup. Now, still some okay bats, but nothing real crazy. Corbin's got a 22% K rate and a swinging strike rate of almost 12% and a ground ball rate over 49%, which I really, really like. Mets team total is not available yet, but lefties 310, righties 359 on Corbin. So there is a lot of righties in this lineup. It's righties to the tune of Travis d'Arnaud. Switch hitting is Drubal Cabrera. You have Juan Lagares, Wilmer Flores, Yoenis Cespedes. Cespedes loves his lefties. Those are the kinds of righties. It's just a matter of can Corbin get him out. He looked phenomenal against the Astros. Again, one out away from a complete game shutout. I love Corbin at $9,400. If you're not paying for the $11,000 or above, Corbin should be near the top of your price range. If you're not going Corbin, the guy I do have right barely above him is Charlie Morton of the Houston Astros. He's $8,900 at home against a very, very depleted, probably is the right word, Washington Nationals team. He's coming off a great start against the D-backs, 30.1 points at Texas, 13-4, and then 18-4 in Toronto, 20.5 against Tampa Bay. He's averaging about 20 points per game at home this season. He's been a strikeout machine again. 5 or more Ks in pretty much every start. He's getting 6, 7+, and most of them has not placed Washington yet this year, but no Harper, which is huge in this lineup. They strike out over 20% of the time. You got a K rate of 26% for Morton, swinging strike around 11, a ground ball rate of almost 51%, which is just great in that ballpark. Low hard contact rate. Nationals have a low total of 4.07, sixth lowest on the slate. Lefties 251, righties 344. Reverse splits, which is very intriguing. Very nice matchup against the Nationals. They have guys, you know, Rendon and Zimmerman and a couple other bats, but nothing too crazy there to like make you go run for the hills. So keep an eye on Charlie Morton at $8,900. Tremendous upside in this matchup. Like him quite a bit. After Chucky, your last guy in this 8K range is you have Jeff Samardzija of the San Francisco Giants. I know he's always frustrating. We talk about it all the time. But he puts together good starts, and he's facing a Milwaukee team that strikes out a ton. And he's in, again, AT&T Park. He's getting you like 15 or more every start. Lots of 20-point starts. The Brewers striking out almost 26% against Samardzija's 25% strikeout rate. Doesn't walk many. He limits the hard contact. Less than 30% hard contact rate. The only thing I have to worry about, lefties against them, but they have a 3.77 total, fourth lowest on the slate, almost the same as the Giants. Lefties 3.38, righties 2.84. I like Samardzija a lot. You saw what Stratton did. He just didn't get the strikeouts, which was frustrating, but he threw six shutout innings, two hits, two Ks. Looked very, very good. Samardzija's got the goods to get the strikeouts. Just don't get shelled and we're golden, which, you know, that's what you say every night on DFS. But he makes for a very good play. A lot of people are scared off by him. This is the matchup you're kind of looking for. You're looking for that K upside with the ability, you know, Samardzija shows up, he could throw a gem, an absolute gem. He could also get shelled. Makes for a great GPP play. I actually don't even mind him in cash because I could get you at least 15-plus points. Should get you into the 20s, I think. I like Samardzija a lot. This is why this range right here, I got it Morton, barely over Corbin, and then Samardzija 3. They're all pretty tight to me. It depends on what you want to pay. They'll open up a lot more bats for you. This is why I'm saying you don't have to pay up for Archer and Nelson. I like Archer and Nelson a lot. But these three guys, I think, have the same point upside as Archer and Nelson. So I don't think you need to go too crazy in those respects with them. Now, when we dip down to the 7K range, some very nice choices here. Hopefully he starts. He was scratched the other night. Now he's back. Ubaldo Jimenez, $7,700 at home against the Oakland A's. The wind blowing out the way it does is very scary with Ubaldo, who got shelled his last start at Seattle. Prior to that, with that at Seattle start, remember how we mentioned Kayla Joseph has been his renaissance man? He was scratched right beforehand. Wellington Castillo made the start, and boom goes the dynamite. He got shelled in 4 1/3, gave up 6 earned, only struck out 2. Prior to that, 23.8 at Oakland, struck out 11 in 5 1/3, 19.6 against Detroit, 21.6 against Kansas City, 24.5 at Tampa Bay. Really, really good stuff here. 6 or more Ks in those 4 really good starts, or 5 really good starts. He's looked great. And I mentioned how well he pitched against Oakland already this year. Struck out 11 and 5 1/3. I believe it was like the first 10 or 11 batters he faced. And he's facing that Oakland team that strikes out a lot right now. Almost 25% of the time. Ubaldo striking out about 21%. 44.6% ground ball rate. Oakland's team total, it's 4.95. They're giving him some love. That has a lot to do with the total of the game. Lefties 3.89, righties 3.24. The A's do have thump, but they have a lot of strikeouts. Ubaldo can give up a few runs. Just get you the strikeouts for $7,700. He has very good upside. Make sure Caleb Joseph is catching. If Caleb Joseph is not catching, stay away. Next up, Danny Duffy, $7,600 at home against the Colorado Rockies. Colorado outside of Coors. People still do not play this as much as they should. The thing with Duffy, I'm going to be very, very real about you here. He's been a double-digit machine since coming back from the DL. He's been outstanding. 16, 22.2, 21.8, okay, 10, 20.1, 21, 17.4, 16.1, 14.5. Pretty much 15 or more in all but one of those starts. The Ks have been up. He's got three straight starts of 8 strikeouts, which take for the 4, 5, and 3 runs he's given up. He is giving up the long ball a bit, but he's with the K rate up in a very nice ballpark in Kansas City. You got to watch for the weather looks to be okay actually today. You got a Rockies team that strikes out 23.6% of the time versus lefties, which is very enticing. In the last 30 days, Duffy's up to 20th on the barrel FIP, getting barreled 3.9% of the time, striking out almost 25% in that period, walking less than 4% of the batters he faces. Very, very good stuff there. Swinging strike rate's up to 11.5% with Duffy. He's looking a lot better since his return from the DL. A lot better in a good ballpark in Kansas City. The Rockies have the seventh lowest total at 4.39. Lefties 208, righties 330. The Rockies obviously have some good righties. You got Arenado, Mark Reynolds, LeMahieu's not bad. After that, nothing's really. Trevor Story. It's a lot of lefties other than that. I might be missing one or two, but it's a lot of lefties. So it's pick your poison. Charlie Blackman's not your average lefty, but Carlos Gonzalez, does that really scare you? Does it really? Because it doesn't scare me a lot. It's really interesting. Like, Parr's been okay, but lefty. You see Duffy versus lefties. It's an intriguing play. It's a good GPP play because a lot of people will steer clear of Colorado, even outside of Coors. You're going to get Duffy at $7,600 with some strikeout upside in a good pitching ballpark. And then Lance Lynn, this is, I guess he's just because he hasn't put up the big, big numbers, but he's averaging 16 points a game. He's just been as consistent as they come. He's getting you 16.2 points a game at home. Where was I looking there? Last 10 games, averaging 17 points. He's like a 15-plus point guy consistently. And he's at home against a San Diego Padres team. That's just, the San Diego Padres. They do it every once in a while, but they also strike out over 25% of the time. Lynn striking out over 20%. Ground balls of over 44%. The Padres have a team total of 3.67, lowest on the slate, tied with the Toronto Blue Jays. Lefties hit 346, righties 247. That's the only scary part, but it's not too scary. Like, you have Solarte, Spangenberg who are playing well, Asuahe at second base, and there might be another bat in there, but those are your main lefties to worry about. And trust me, they're cheap. I was building some lineups last night. If you need some punts, use them. Take the chance that Lynn gives up some stuff to lefties. It's like when Strasburg faced him and he struggles versus lefties. I said, look at Solarte and Spangenberg. I think Solarte took him deep in the first inning. You're just praying for that home run. But to put together rallies, they just haven't had it. You know, Perello and Margot are playing well. Lynn's been doing really well versus righties. He's $7,400. You're not having to pay the farm for him. If he gets beat up, it's not going to kill you. But he has very good upside against a Padres team that's just not that good. So in this middle tier, you got Jimenez, Lynn, and Duffy. And then down below, your punts. I really don't want to go below Lynn if I don't have to. But if you are a name everyone's going to talk about, and I get it, Lucas Giolito, $6,100 at home against Minnesota. Remember, the wind's blowing out like crazy in this ballpark. He hasn't pitched in the pros this year. He's a part of the Adam Eaton deal. He struggled very, very early this season, but he's been outstanding of late. In his last five starts, a 1.74 ERA and a 1.16 whip. Been paying attention to him on around the bases with Bubba and Mo. He has been really, really good of late. Maybe he's found what he's looking for. So he makes for an intriguing matchup against a Minnesota team that strike out almost 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Then you can look at Chris Rowley at $5,400 if you just want to go dirt cheap against Tampa Bay. His last time out against Tampa, 7.9 points, 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned, only 3 Ks. His only other start is against Pittsburgh, where he had 16.4 points. Not a big K guy, 3 points, 3 Ks in each start. It is Tampa Bay, maybe get you 4 or 5 and get you double digits at $5,400. It's all you're looking for. It's a scary matchup in that ballpark with that team, but he shut him down for the most part. In Toronto, another good hitting ballpark. They strike out 25% of the time. He's got a really good swinging strike rate of 14.6, but he walks a lot of guys. Small samples, obviously, with Rowley. And with Tampa Bay, their team total 483, right in the middle of the pack. Small samples again, lefties 225, righties 372. Tampa is a lefty-heavy lineup. So I recommended him his last start. He was doing great, but didn't do good enough. But as a punt at 5,400, just get me double-digit points when we move on. So he's worth the dart. So my punts, I got Rowley, then Giolito. So my pitching, if you're paying up, you got Nelson 1, Archer 2. If you're starting down below, Morton 1, Corbin 2, Samardzija 3. All really close, all really good upside. In the middle, Ubaldo, if Caleb Joseph is catching. Lance Lynn, Danny Duffy, 1, 2, 3. And then down below, Rowley, and then Giolito. Let's get into the bats on this 14-game slate. There will be bats for days, as you can tell with the totals and the pitchers available. At the catcher's position, we're back with Gary Sanchez. If you feel like paying for catching, $4,800 for Sanchez against Matt Boyd is very, very enticing. The Yankees, heavy team total of 5.35, second highest on the slate. Lefty's 301, righty's 356 off Boyd, and Sanchez is coming in hot. So keep an eye on him for GPPs. Just Monty Grandal at 4K. Ty Young gets hit very, very hard by lefties. Grandal could run into one. If he doesn't, he hasn't been putting multi-hit games together, so buyer beware. The Dodgers have a lower team total than most would think, but lefties do it 340 off of Ty Young compared to 309 by righties. So he's there at 4K, but I don't know if I could pay that price tag. Now, when you're looking at a fun one here, the Braves have a 528 total facing Marco Gonzalez. Lefties at 384, righties 461. Tyler Flowers, $3,800, or like I mentioned yesterday, if Flowers isn't playing, I love to meet some Kurt Suzuki. You get him at only 33 tonight. Suzuki went yard yesterday. I like both Atlanta catchers. I love Suzuki because you're saving $500, but I like them both against Marco Gonzalez. If you're not paying for Sanchez, you're moving down to these Atlanta catchers as very, very nice options. Below Flowers at 37, another good catcher to target, Alex Avila at $3,700. Facing Homer Bailey in that bandbox known as Great American Small Park. Cubs 529 total, fourth highest on the slate. Lefties 397, righties 409 versus Homer Bailey's. The Cubs should be chalkier than chalk, and I don't think you can avoid all of it. You can try, and if they get shut down, kudos. Like, you can make a few, but you better have at least some Cubs somewhere in your lineups. But again, if you're doing one or two and you want to avoid them, knock yourself out. But they are in a phenomenal spot and in a phenomenal ballpark against a gas can of a pitcher. Buster Posey will pass tonight. Like Jonathan Lucroy, there's one of your right-handed bats for Colorado. He's 36. I'd probably stay away, but he's there. For 36, Yadi Molina versus Clayton Richard. I do like Molina. He's been having a really good year, averaging 7 points a game. 15, 7, 8, and 7 his last four. Facing the lefty, Clayton Richard. Lefty's 317, righty's 363. Yadi can be a very nice play, always overlooked. Wilson Ramos at 36 versus Raleigh. We mentioned the reverse splits by Raleigh. Wilson Ramos at 36 could be a sneaky catcher play. Catcher is expensive today. There's a few punts I liked last night, but most of them are expensive. You dip down, you got like Wellington Castillo, but we want Caleb Joseph starting that game, so we don't even care about Wellington. Mentioned Kurt Suzuki at 33. Like him a lot. He's be my probably close to my top guy if he cracks the lineup tonight. Really, really like what we're seeing there. Now we get closer to the 3K range. You got like Omar Navarez, 3K versus Kyle Gibson with that wind blowing out in Chicago. Could be a nice punt play. White Sox have a 516 total. Lefties 378. Righties 349 off Kyle Gibson. So Navarez at 3K could be nice. Love me some Caleb Joseph at 3K. Another great hitting environment. He's actually been hitting really, really well. Facing Blackburn, a 495 total. Lefties 389, righties 324 in that matchup. As you go down some more, you got the likes of... Yeah, Joseph would be a very intriguing play. But if you go below, if for some reason Rene Rivera gets to start instead of Alex Avila, Rene at 3K against Bailey is very, very nice. You're looking at guys like Matt Wieters, 29 versus Moore, and I'd probably go elsewhere. Steven Vogt could be interesting if he cracks the lineup, but still, I'd go elsewhere. They have upside, but not what I'm looking for down here. If you're going to go down a little farther, if Hector Sanchez plays for San Diego, he's got the power upside, lefty versus Lynn at 27. Tucker Barnhart is one I like a lot down here. He's one of my favorite below 3K guys at 2,700. Barnhart's averaging 6 points his last 10 games. He's been very, very consistent. He's a switch hitter, 7-11 his last two games facing John Lackey in that ballpark. Everybody will go to Chicago, and rightfully so. Great matchup. Lackey's been a little better of late, but still, the Reds have been hitting very well. Don't sleep on the Reds, especially their lefties, as Lackey's getting hit 339 by lefties, 281 by righties. They have a 332 wOBA and a 184 ISO, both very, very, very good, and that's against right-handed pitching. 471 team total. Don't sleep on the Reds. I'll say that much. Like a Joey Votto. It's just tough because Votto and Rizzo. You're going to want Rizzo, of course. But Votto is not garbage, of course. So Barnhart at 27. You got, there's one other one I like down here a lot. Well, not a lot. But if you need something for a punt, you're looking at guys like a 2,300 Juan Centeno, the left-handed bat. First Tanner Roark. When it comes to Houston, 493 total. Lefties 311. Righties 279. But Roark really... He has the tendency to get beat up at times. And then you're also looking with Tommy Malone on the mound if you want to just punt flies day-to-day crap. See who Arizona's catching. If Jeff Mathis could crack the lineup at 2K versus Tommy Malone, I am all over that. There is your punt play. But he needs to crack the lineup. So you got some good options. A lot up top and then some down below. Barnhart, Centennial, Mathis, below the 3K range. That I like quite a bit. Let's go over to first base. Freddie Freeman versus the lefty Gonzalez. Don't worry about lefty-lefty. It's a good spot to pitch in. Good hitting environment tonight. I'll probably go elsewhere, but it's a great spot. Like Paul Goldschmidt at 53 with the wind blowing out and hot against Tommy Malone. I'm all over that one. I like that a ton. Anthony Rizzo is my favorite play of the day. I told you it's chalky, but 5,200 versus Homer Bailey, I just salivate over. That is outstanding. Joey Votto at 5K versus Lackey is very, very nice as well. When I mentioned the White Sox, yeah, lefty's 378, righty's 349. You get a red-hot Jose Abreu who's going to go overlooked tonight. He's 4,800 bucks. That wind blowing out in Chicago, that game is going to go overlooked. White Sox, Indians. Could it be a pitcher's duel between Giolito and Gibson? Yeah, random things happen. We just saw an eclipse yesterday. Things happen. But one of those two teams should have a big game. Abreu's averaging 14.6 points his last 10 games. He's hit six homers his last 10 games. Great environment against Gibson, who we know he throws decent starts like 1 in 5 times. So he does do it. It wouldn't shock me. We've targeted him before. He's been a punt. Abreu's red hot. You need to take advantage of these hitting environments because on this big slate, that could be a good pivot play. Abreu at 48 is one guy not to sleep on. I still love you know, Votto and Rizzo way more, but something to think about. After Abreu, you know, you're looking at Gurriel at 46, not bad. Josh Bell at 45 can be sneaky nice. Brock Stewart making the spot start for the Dodgers. He's not been good at all. And the minors been okay. When it just trips with the bigs, not much. Lefty's 306, righty's 333 in a small sample. I still like the upside of Bell, but it's a steep tag. Like, I'd go down to Yonder Alonso at 44. Absolutely love. He's heating up in a phenomenal hitter's ballpark. We know how right field works for lefties in Atlanta in SunTrust. Facing Sims, Alonso has been swinging a great stick. 23 more points last night. I was all over him yesterday. He's averaging 8.6 his last 10. Really swinging a good bat. Really, really swinging a good bat. Great matchup. They met him second right in front of Cano and Cruz and company. Cruz didn't play yesterday. They have a 5-2-2 total, which is like 7th best. Lefty's 398, righty's 380 off of Luke Sims. Another game, Atlanta and Seattle, to not sleep on. There's some nice games to pay attention to. That'll get overlooked. And Yonder Alonso at 44 is a good chunk down the list. He's in a great spot tonight. I like Yonder a lot if you don't want to pay up for the big boys. A guy like Mark Reynolds, if you want to roll the dice with Duffy, he's not bad. But I'm going to go to guys like Eric Hosmer at 43 versus John Gray. John Gray is so hit and miss right now. Royals at 4.61 total. Lefty's 322. Righty's 308. So Hosmer makes for a sneaky play. But like Chris Davis will be a little chalkier, but he's 4,200 against Clayton Blackburn. It's a phenomenal play. Great hitting environment tonight. We saw, like, was it last Friday or whatever, when the hitting environment was very similar to this, and it was home run derby. Machado went deep 3 times. Much more to enjoy. Baltimore has the highest total on the slate at 5.55. 262 versus lefties, 351 versus righties. So Chris Davis being the lefty, maybe Blackburn gets him, but Blackburn pitches to a ton of contact. So keep that in mind when you're looking at the lefty-righty splits. Maybe there's something to it, but a ton of contact. A 9.8% strikeout rate. He's got a good ground ball rate. That's what saved his butt. But he does not strike out anybody. Ball is in play a lot, and you don't want that in an environment like that. So Chris Davis still is in play for me at 4,200. Lomo at 41 is not bad in that ballpark. I can see that. Lucas Duda as well at 39. As we scale down, you could go for... He likes a Matt Olson first base outfield for the A's at 37 if you want to fade Ubaldo. Louis Valbuena, the Angels have been kind of hitting it of late. They have a 4.93 total. Lefty's 332, righty's 396 versus Tyson Ross. Valbuena's 3,700, first base, third base. We loved him when he was cheap, but 9 more points last night and a pinch hit roll. Or no, he had 3 walks and a hit. He's averaging 8.5 his last 10. He's playing really, really well. 9 points last his last game, 32-2-19. He did not. He's been getting it done. Did not play yesterday. Actually, had the day off. Avila at 37. Already mentioned him. As you slide down the list, you got the likes of Trey Mancini at 36. We mentioned how Blackburn's much better versus lefties than righties. Well, there you go. Trey Mancini is a steal with his power upside at $3,600 first base outfield. If you're fading Corbin, the Mets team total is not available. Lefty's 310, righty's 359. They do hit him. Wilmer Flores, $3,600 first base, third base eligible, does hit lefties pretty darn well. CJ Cron at 3,400. We mentioned Tyson Ross, his splits of lefties 332, righties 396. Cron's showing a lot of power, getting on, scoring runs, 8 more points last night, averaging 10.3 his last 10, 4 homers in his last 10 games, overlooked early and often. He's $3,400. It is a value play to help you if you want to pay up for some pitching. So Cron at 34, very much home run ability tonight against Tyson Ross, who's been just bad, very, very bad. So, and it also could be, if you want to leave some money on the table, mix and match, get weird, get really weird. Other than that, we'll see what lineups come out. Like Dominic Smith is playing so bad, it's hard to even recommend him as a punt these days. His talent's so good, just not doing it. Second base, you got Altuve at 53, yes. Robinson Cano at 49 versus Sims is outstanding. That is great. He's finally priced up. How many times have I said he's too cheap? He's legit tonight. That's a good price for him. 4,800 is a great matchup in Atlanta. Love him tonight. You got a quieting Jose Ramirez. He's still producing on the air, but just not on fire like he's been. He's only averaging 5.5 his last 10. He's got a good matchup versus Fister at 48, but I don't know if I'm going to go there. Like Jonathan Scope, he went deep last night. I told you I can't quit him. 18 more points last night, averaging 8.8 still his last 10. 4,700 versus Blackburn. I like that a ton. Baltimore is live tonight, very live. Cubs and Baltimore might be two towards the top for me. You got Dozier at 46. He went deep again yesterday. Giolito, not the biggest strikeout guy. He pitched better this year in AAA. Had like a 9.7 K per nine, but his one stint in the bigs was below 5, so pay attention to that. Rugio Dor at 46 is okay as well. I love me some Ian Happ tonight. Second base outfield eligible, 4,500 versus Bailey. He gets overlooked a lot because his price tag is so high compared to some of the other cheaper Cubs. And he's like in between the really cheap Cubs and then like your Bryants and Rizzos. So he gets overlooked a lot. So half of 45 is a solid look. Brandon Phillips versus the lefty Gonzalez at 45. He disappointed me yesterday, but still averaging 10.5 his last 10. I like me some Phillips in this matchup. Jason Kipnis is hot at 44. Second base is top heavy tonight. He's averaging 7.6 his last 10. Again, a good matchup versus Doug Fister. Paul DeJong, phenomenal play at 4,200. Second base shortstop eligible facing the lefty Clayton Richard. If you're not paying up, this is one of the top guys on the second base and shortstop slate for me. Paul DeJong continues to crush the baseball at $4,200. Great spot there. Javi Baez, 41 versus Bailey. It's frustrating, but in that hitting environment, it's going to play. It could play a lot like Coors Field with the hitter and the pitcher situation there, so keep that in mind. Ben Zobrist, hopefully he's leading off at 4K versus Bailey, second base outfield. That's a great play. Possibly an even sneakier, better one is another left-handed bat for Cincinnati. He's second base outfield eligible. I mentioned him a few days back. I see he's a great play. He went deep. He's facing John Lackey. $3,900. Scooter Jeanette is definitely in play tonight. I like him a lot. Hopefully it's overlooked. Good spot for him. A couple other guys I'll be looking at in this matchup. I'm skipping some guys. I don't name you everybody under the sun. But like Brandon Drury, he hits left-handed pitching very, very well for the D-backs. He's $3,600 versus Tommy Malone. There's a value play for you there. He'll be overlooked. Yoan Moncada, 35, is another value play versus Gibson. He could be in play. A guy like Adam Frazier of Pittsburgh, his left-handed bat, he's second base outfield eligible. $3,500 versus Brock Stewart could be another value look for you there. Ozzie Albies, wish he was higher up in the order, but he even got a RBI triple last night. Got you 19 more points. Averaging 7 his last 10. His bat is really woken up. Maybe they'll move the lineup around. I don't know. But $3,400 versus Sims is a very – or against Gonzalez. He's a switch hitter. Against Gonzalez is a good spot at $3,400. I mentioned some of those lefty Padres that are cheap. You got Solarte at $3,200 versus Lynn. I can definitely get behind that as a value play. Yomer Sanchez at $3,000 versus Gibson is not bad. It's not great. He just hasn't been living up to the hype, but not bad. Like a switching Azriel Cabrera at 29. And then Carlos Azuyahe, the other lefty Padre, at $2,800. So I like both of those options there. We'll check lineups for the rest of the way. Let's head over to the third base position. You got the likes of Manny Machado at 55 is a great play versus Clayton Blackburn. Great play. Chris Bryant at 5K, not bad at all. Arenado at 49 is not bad. Beltre at 49 is pretty solid. He went deep yesterday like we were hoping for. Mentioned Ramirez, Justin Turner, Anthony Rendon. These are all good players, not guys I'm circling. I'm looking at Machado, some Bryant, maybe some Arenado right here. But I'm going down to likes like Bregman at 46, especially if he's at the top of the order like he's been lately. That's sneaky nice. You got guys like Josh Donaldson. If you're not using Archer, Donaldson is a really good one-off. He's had 5 homers his last 10 games, averaging 12.5 his last 10. In that series versus Tampa, he had 32, 8, 23, and 21. One of those was a home run off of Chris Archer. So Donaldson is not a guy to avoid just because Archer's on the mound. Very good play at 44. Should be low on because I think a lot of people will avoid him or will be using Archer. So Donaldson is a very good play tonight. I'm not saying he's a top play, but he's definitely a play worth keeping an eye on. Like Travis Shaw could be sneaky at 44. I just hate that ballpark. I hate targeting bats if I don't have to, especially at night there. Something to think about, though. Rafael Devers at 42, sneaky versus Carrasco. These aren't elite plays, good GPP plays. They're like Mike Moustakas, I do like at 4,100 versus Gray. That's got some upside. 11 more points last night, averaging 11.1 his last 10. He's been swinging it really well all year, so I like him as a lower priced option. I got like David Freese at 39 versus Stewart. We already saw the reverse splits for Brock. He's not bad. Same with Evan Longoria at 39 and Kyle Seager at 38. Those are three guys right below 4K. All have some decent upside in their matchup. If you want to roll with some Todd Frazier, I've really been avoiding him this year, but it's a great spot. He's 3,600 against Boyd. Phenomenal spot. He's just been so inconsistently bad, but it is a good spot. Corey Spangenberg's been swinging a hot stick, another left-handed bat for the Padres. He's averaging 12.4 his last 10. 3,500 against Lance Lynn. That's another kind of value GPP approach play with Spangenberg. Other than that, you're going to have to check lineups because it's pretty bleak. Like Matt Chapman, 3,200 versus Ubaldo's okay, but I'm not going to go there tonight. He could go deep any day. That's what he does, but not tonight for me. Other than that, we'll check lineups. There will be some stuff. It'll be like Ryder Jones, first base, third base, 2,400. He's up $400, folks. People are starting to see him. Shortstop, Elvis Andrus continues to crush, 4,900. Love me some Timmy Beckham at 47. If you can't tell, Baltimore is priced up. You got Seager at 47. He's definitely in play. Didi Gregorius, 46. Loves him some lefties. Lindor, 46. Segura, 46. All really nice plays up top. Those are Captain Obvious plays. Marvin Gonzalez at 44 is not bad, but then again, Paul DeJong at 4,200 bucks is outstanding. I love that play. I mentioned Baez. Cozart and Semien are both day-to-day. Keep an eye on them, but I'm not Cozart I don't mind. Semien probably not tonight. As you swoop down the list, you got the likes of Andrelton Simmons at 37 versus Tyson Ross. That could be sneaky nice because Ross is really bad, really, really bad. Tim Anderson in that ballpark at 3,400. I like that quite a bit as a lower priced option. But as you go down, it's pretty darn bleak at shortstop from what I remember from last night. Jordy Mercer at 29 is a good punt. Asdrubal Cabrera at 29 are decent. I like Jordy's power in that matchup. Other than that, yeah. Let's check out line. Oh, there it is. That's the play. My punt I was using like crazy last night. He better crack the lineup. But Arizona's Adam Rosales is a lefty machine. That's what he does. That's what they got him for, was to face lefties. Tommy Malone is one of the worst lefties in baseball. Adam Rosales is $2,300. There have been many worse punts we've looked at in our lifetime. I'll take a zero from Rosales, but roll the dice because he opens up so much for you. If Rosales and Mathis play, they should both be hitting next to each other in the order, hopefully, down at the bottom. And combine their $4,300 and just be, it opened the floodgates for you. I don't think you need to do both, but make for some nice options. Let's head to the outfield where there are so many options as always. Mike Trout's in play, another double-digit night last night, stole a base. All those haters saying he doesn't steal anymore, stole a base. Yeah, Nelly Cruz had the day off yesterday. See, with no DH, it's interesting for the Mariners. Blackman at 53, Judge against Boyd at 52. That ball, they might send one into Wisconsin or Minnesota, whatever direction the ballpark's parked to. Norman Rosario at 51 is not bad. You got some the Grandy man, Canning against Tyon Grandy. Homer off Verlander on Sunday. Grand Slam on Monday. He's liking the blue. Starling Marte at 49. Nah, it's not bad, but I go Grandy man. as you go down, you got the likes of Springer at 49 is not bad at all. Jay Bruce, 4,800 versus Pfister. I like that quite a bit. One of my favorite plays up here I was looking at last night, JD Martinez against Malone at 4,800 bucks. Tremendous play there. Love that one. You can slide down some more. Like Justin Upton's just been on fire. He's 4,600. Definitely can see that one being in play. Sensu Chu at 46 is okay, which is a little cheaper, but not bad. I love me some Eddie Rosario at 4,500 versus Giolito. Good upside in that matchup. Mitch and Ian Happ at 45. Adam Jones at 44. He double donged last night. He is heated back up after that slump he was in. 36 points last night, averaging 12 points his last 10. Yes, he's in play again. K with the Chris Davis, 4,400, not bad. Love me some Tommy Pham. He likes his lefties. He's 4,400. There's some interesting Cardinals, even like a Pham, DeJong 1-2, or I'm also looking at a guy later I'll mention as a cheaper play is interesting. But Adam Duvall at 44 is definitely in play on that matchup. Josh Reddick at 44 is not shabby. Mentioned Marvin Gonzalez. Yoenis Cespedes, if you aren't using Corbin, I love Cespedes at 43. He mashes left-handed pitching. Love him. Aaron Hicks hits lefties really, really well. He's 42. He'll be overlooked. Keep in mind on that. A guy that's price tag has skyrocketed, and rightfully so. 19 points his last game, 14.3 his last 10, 4 homers in his last 10 with 3 stolen bases. He's batting 378 in those 10 games. He's 4,200 bucks. They're batting him in the middle of the order on Sunday. I'm talking Byron Buxton against Lucas Giolito. We know Buxton can strike out 4 times in a game, but he's actually putting the ball in play quite a bit. He's showing it with power again. He's stealing bases. Love me some Bucks at 42. I had him at 33 the other day. It was glorious. 42 skyrocketed, but he's earned it. Avisel Garcia at 41 is very nice. Matt Joyce at 41. Another really good play in this price range. A really, really good play. Kyle Schwarber, 4,100 versus Bailey. We know Schwarber's hit or miss. He's averaging 7.3 his last 10, so he's at least putting up a little consistency finally. And that power against a guy like Bailey in that ballpark, Schwarber could be going Schwarber dong tonight. AJ Pollock, another really good spot, 4,100 versus Malone. So Schwarber Pollock right there, 1-2. I like that a lot at that price range. Benintendi is always in play, which is a tough matchup versus Carrasco, but they lit Carrasco up his last time out. So don't sleep on Boston. He's 4K. Kepler's day-to-day. He's been swinging a very, very hot bat as well. 4K against Giolito. Lefties have hit Giolito very well in the past. So keep Kepler in mind if he's in the lineup. Ben Zobrist at 4K is outstanding. So is Billy Hamilton. He can get on and run on Lackey, run on him for days. So another 4K bat we like a lot. This is why you don't have to pay up the top. There's a lot of guys in this lower 4K, 3K range that aren't bad at all. But then again, like JD Martinez, Mike Trout, all great plays. So I'm not telling you don't do it, but there's options. As we look, Nicky Delmonico, 3,900 versus Kyle Gibson. I like that a lot. Bad cleanup in that ballpark, in that lineup. First Kyle Gibson, Delmonico at 39, very nice. Scooter Gennett at 39, we like. Bradley Zimmer slowly getting it going. He's up to 38. He's not bad. Not a bad look. Lurie Garcia at 37, especially if he's leading off versus Gibson. I like that. In that matchup, you got Seth Smith at 37, not horrible at all. C-Dick's been quiet, but he's 37. You get a discount. Jason Hayward, a lot of 37s here. Jason Hayward, another lefty bat versus Bailey at $3,700. Matt Kemp versus the lefty Gonzalez at 37. A lot in that 37 range that you could build around. You could easily have 3 outfielders right there. Easily. Or some there, some from the 41s. There's lots of stuff down here. The outfield's always loaded. Trey Mancini, 36. Here's my other Cardinal I liked a lot from the right side. Averaging 8.5 his last 10. He's been really hot since he came back up from the minors. Randall Grichuk, 3,600 bucks versus Clayton Richard. Another good left, good right-handed bat in that Cardinals lineup. As we scroll down some more, you got the likes of Beltran, 36, not bad. Derek Fisher, 36, not bad. Denard Span at 36. These are interesting plays. Melky Cabrera at 35, I like quite a bit. Mentioned Spangenberg at 35. Adam Frazier at 35. Not bad plays there. Cole Calhoun at 35, I love. I've been riding them a lot, especially if it's right-handed pitching. So Calhoun is in play for me at 3,500. Jarrett Parker at 35 is not bad for the Giants. When we scroll more, it starts slowing down a little bit. Ben Gamble at 34 is not a bad left-handed bat versus Sims. Brandon Moss, 3,100, is one of the lower price guys. Are like power upside bat, lefty bat versus John Gray. Give him a look if you need to go real low. But my real low guy, I like a ton tonight. Hit a big game last night, and I was all over him. I like him again tonight. Leonis Martin of the Mariners facing Sims. He had 16 more points last night. Martin's hit playing really, really well. Another stolen base last night. He's showing some power, speed, combo. Like him at 3K. Very nice punt option there. Other than that, it's not the greatest. Boog Powell, left-handed bat, he went deep yesterday. He's 2,800 versus Ubaldo for the A's. Not a horrible look. Jose Perella, 27. He's a righty versus Lynn, which we're not looking to do, but it's still not bad. Juan Lagares, $2,700, likely leading off versus Corbin. These are the punts you're looking at. There's not a ton. If something else comes out, I will let you all know later. So there's your 14-game slate pitching recap. Nelson Archer up top, Morton, Corbin, and Lance Lynn down below. All right, Morton, Corbin, and Samardzija, sorry. Down below, Ubaldo, Lynn, Duffy, and then very, very down below, Rowley and Giolito. Let's look at your BVP on the slate. Oakland at Baltimore. Not a ton. Very small history, but Adam Jones 1-for-3 with a homer. And Machado 2-for-3 with a double. Scope 2-for-3 with a double. Beckham 2-for-3. Very small sample. Matt Olson, small sample, 1-for-2 with a homer off Ubaldo. You got the likes of Jose Ramirez 4-for-7 with a double off Fister. Bradley Zimmer 2-for-6 with a homer. Jason Kipnis 12-for-30 with two doubles off of Fister. Something to keep in mind. Brock Holt 5-for-4 with a double and a homer off Carrasco. Mitch Moreland 5-for-11 with a double and three homers off Carrasco. Interesting. Mitch, you two bags. Yeah, Victor Martinez 3-for-10 with a double and a homer off of Tanaka, making his return from the DL. Zach Kozar, so I told you I liked him if he cracks the lineup for Cincy against Lackey. Very good track record versus Lackey. 7-for-20, two doubles, two home runs. You got Schebler, 4-for-13 with a homer. Votto, 8-for-27 with a double and two homers. Peraza's even 4-for-10. Scooter Jeanette, the guy we like, 10-for-27 with a double and a homer. Billy Hamilton, 11-for-31 with three doubles and seven stolen bases. Eugenio Suarez, 9-for-31 with a double and a homer. Don't sleep on the Reds, like I was telling you. Anthony Rizzo, 8-for-21, two doubles, two homers off Homer Bailey. John Jay, 9-for-30 with three doubles, a triple, and a homer. If he's leading off, that is sneaky nice. JD Martinez, 5-for-16 with a double and a homer off Malone. Goldie, 2-for-5 with a homer. Iannetta, if he cracks the lineup, he's expensive though, but he's 5-for-14 against Malone. I want me some Mathis just for 2K. 2K Mathis, please. The Jays against Archer. Morales has been struggling like crazy, but in his lifetime, 16-for-28, six doubles and three home runs versus Chris Archer. Archer throws a lot of sliders. Morales crushes them. The team as a whole sucks against them, but Morales gets them. Donaldson, 6-for-32. Is only a .188 average, but two homers. Bautista only hitting a .180 against him, but has taken him deep three times. Tommy Joseph, we don't get Marlins Phillies on our slate. Don't matter. White Sox versus Kyle Gibson. Abreu's hitting 227, but he's 5-for-22 with two doubles and a homer. What else do we got? Is there anything else? Might be a quiet rest of the way. No. Matt Carpenter 4-for-11 with a double and a homer off Clayton Richard. You got Anderson Simmons 4-for-7 with a double off Tyson Ross. Adrian Beltre 4-for-5 with a homer off Nolasco. Rugi Odor 3-for-8 with a homer. Mazar's taken him deep. So has Elvis Andrus. Buster Posey 3-for-8 with a homer off Slippin' Jimmy. Ryan Braun 11-for-23 with a double and three homers off Jeff Samardzija. So keep that in mind. Neil Walker's taken him deep twice as well. So there is your BVP on your Tuesday slate. Lots to like. Love the Orioles. Love the Cubs. Yankees against Boyd does not suck by any means. But Twins, White Sox, that's a game to not sleep on. Both teams are in play. Rosario, Buxton, Dozier, Kepler, I love in Minnesota. Escobar is always cheap for a shortstop if you need him. But the White Sox bats, you know, you got Delmonico's cheap bat and cleanup. I love Abreu. You got Arcia. You got Anderson at short. Lurie Garcia. You got both Garcias, Avison and Lurie. Good stuff there. See what their lineup spits out. don't sleep on the Reds in that Cubs-Reds matchup. The Reds are very alive as well. And then Atlanta-Seattle matchup, both very good. The Atlanta righties, you know, Kemp and Phillips. And, of course, Albies isn't bad. Love their catchers. Hope it's Suzuki, but Flowers or Suzuki are both nice. And then when it comes to the Mariners, I love me some Yonder Alonso. Yeah, Cano, Seager, sneaky nice. Leonis Martin's very, very cheap, and Cruz is in play. A lot to like there. Tons to like on the slate. Angels are sneaky versus Tyson Ross. The right-handed bats of the Cardinals I mentioned are very, very nice. Pick your poison and attack. Really good stuff on the slate. You can play with your pitching. You don't have to pay up if you don't want to, but you can. Those options are there, but tons and tons to like. So check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Always pressing PGA DFS pod with myself, Jesse, DFS Golf Gods, and Bucks at BP Snow 11. For the first round of the FedEx Cup playoffs, the Northern Trust Open is up and ready to get you ready for your PGA DFS DraftKings lineups. We got a new bench with Bubba. Check out the old one with Matt Bodica. Very, very good stuff. We got a new one just dropped this morning. Talking IDP football with Mike Wohlert of 444football.com, one of the really good fantasy football websites. He covers IDP through and through. It was a very good 30-minute interview talking all kinds of IDP strategy. So check that out. Around the bases with Bubba Mo, episode 25 with STL Cup of Joe. Get that. We got a new one recording tonight. Interviewing Liz Rocher, writes for SB Nation Phillies and had a good article on the umpire strikes. We're getting that in there tonight. So good stuff there. We're going to have Jesse's preview coming out today. We'll have NASCAR this week, and we got McGregor, Mayweather this weekend. Tons and tons going on. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Check me out on Twitter, at BDNTrick. I'll help you out with what you need for your lineups. Rate, review, subscribe to all the podcasts. Please help us out. But more importantly, good luck on your 14-game slate. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. This is MLB DFS Quick Hits, August 22nd edition, Tuesday. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.